Diana, D-A-D-I-A-N-A, Marie Bell, B-E-L-L, 52974. This is a 49-year-old woman with history of diabetes, seizure disorder, peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease. Lives with a friend in South Houston, period. She was hospitalized a year ago after they took the forefront of right foot off because of diabetes vascular disease, period. Her family history is consistent with mom is alive, dad died a year ago, she doesn't know why, COVID immunization, none, but she's had COVID in the past. Past surgical history, brain surgery, 2002, foot surgery, breast surgery. Social, she's single, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she has no children, lives with a friend. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, glaucoma, seizure, degenerative joint disease, medication, leave that blank, I'll fill it up later. An exam, Ms. Spell gives great history, she tells me she's been disabled all of her life. Never has been able to work. Her blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse 92, respirations 18, heart muscles and muscles 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JDD, there's no lymphadenopathy, there's four front of the right foot missing. Pulses are bilateral, equal, but slightly diminished. Here we have a 49-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, seizure disorder, and DJD. As well as peripheral vascular disease. Christian lives with a friend, has a provider that comes in to take care of her. Christian's ambulation has been difficult because of her neuropathy. She also has had a history of COPD and has been on oxygen in the past, but not currently. Overall prognosis remains poor, and she definitely requires the help of provider services at home at this time. Thank you.